I'd like to share with you some exciting new developments here at the Refuge. The Blessed Mother has been appearing to us occasionally and giving us a message. This is very much like what happened in Florida many years ago when she gave me our Mother of Mercy devotion. And she has some wonderful counsel that I'm going to share with you here. The Blessed Mother began, "I am so happy to see you persevering in this holy prayer." And what she's talking about there is we had determined that we were going to ask her intercession through the rosary every day. And this was something the Lord had given us to do. And we began doing it. And it is a sacrifice, but it's amazingly beautiful. So we're happy to give this time to her, asking for her intercession. So beginning again, "I am so happy to see you persevering in this holy prayer. You cannot calculate the power contained in these simple prayers. Suffice it to say they are tremendous, but all in the Spirit, even as the prayer is in the Spirit. Each time you salute me, you reaffirm my role in the redemption of mankind. I am always with you, Claire. I inspire you many times, not only with music, but in word and deed." And when she talks about reaffirming her role in the redemption of mankind, her role was to be the mother of the Savior. Very simply, a created being that would bring forth the Son of God. She continued, "My children, if you continue to draw truly close to me, I will guide you in your ways. In my presence, you will become more and more like me in tenderness and understanding of what truly matters to the Lord. Your lives will slowly draw away from the concerns of the world into the concerns of heaven. The building of the hermitages has been both a blessing and a distraction." And I asked her, "Mother, can you please send workers?" And she replied, "With each worker, Claire, comes other dynamics. What is going on now is very pure and properly dedicated. I am with you. Truly, I am with you." Mother, thank you so much. May your sweetness overcome all bitterness and resistance I put up against the challenges each day brings. I want to dedicate such things, but I'm weak. She continued, "I am the mother of the bride, and my sole purpose with you is to prepare you for the wedding chamber of the Blessed One. Do not be too intimidated by your human weaknesses. Many times I have reminded you of Paul's words, 'When I am weakest, he is strongest, and gladly will I boast in my infirmities. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in distress, in persecutions, in difficulties, on behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" That's 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11. She continued, "I know you recoil at some of your thoughts, but remember, many are projections from the evil ones." Yeah, I think it's like an ocean of projections, one after another sometimes. "I know you abhor your weaknesses, Claire, but please do not let them obscure the good the Lord is doing through you. My child, you beat yourself mercilessly sometimes, and while you should abhor certain thoughts and sins, you can become caught up in a web of condemnation that stifles the creative joy you've been given. I want to see more joy in who God has called you each to be. I want you to rejoice in the many gifts he has draped you in and to give him all the glory. As you shift your thinking from condemnation to appreciation, you will win more souls over to Christ. You see, condemnation is the food of demons. It creates a sticky web in which you become entangled. When negative thoughts assail you or dominate your thinking, you become captive to this net. Better not to engage it at all. My son is not slack in correcting your faults, Claire. He will tell you. Your heart will witness. But you see, Satan wants you to be your own judge and jury, laying harsh penalties like a lifelong yoke of condemnation and impotence on your shoulders. When you are so very condemned, in those moments you cannot create. This is another tool, another weapon being used against you as an artist. Truly, you have lived with this condemnation from childhood. It has outgrown its usefulness and rather become an impediment, a block to the good the Lord wishes to release through your heart. United with His and dwelling in heaven as your permanent abode, there is so much joy to be had, but you must shed this yoke. It is not His yoke, beloved. And at this point, I was in the middle of the rosary with everyone, and she told me she wanted me to stay on after they were done praying. She said, "There's so much more I would like to say to you. Please stay here with me." I answered, "With all my heart, I long to do just that." She continued, "Many are the days that are stolen from you through this dynamic. You see, when you feel down, you reach out for consolation. Not wanting to press in, you look for something to numb the pain and change the subject. And that time meant for creativity is stolen from you. Beloved, I want this to stop. You will see a marked difference in your life when you cut these demons off and do not give ear to their poison. It is still to be determined by you how this negativity manages to shut you down. I want you to see it clearly. It causes confusion, which leaves you open to the spontaneous suggestions of the enemy to escape and seek comfort in some supposed good elsewhere. But the true meaning of it, the true dynamic of it, is to deprive you of your creative time." Well, I was just beginning to grasp what she was saying, and I had to click online for something. I don't remember what it was, but I have my browser set that so that it opens a rhema from Our Lady Light of the Woods.org every time I go onto my browser. And when I clicked on it and I opened my browser, what a confirmation. It said, "I try to be no longer occupied with myself in anything and abandon to Him whatever He wants to accomplish in my soul." Wow, how do I balance this with St. Francis' charism? He went about the world weeping out loud and doing penance for his sins. "Show me the way to love. Show me the way to give my life for you. Show me the way to love, and I will surely fly like the eagle through the wind." This is a John Michael song, and I believe it was quite inspired by St. Francis. It's a beautiful song. It's called "My God and My All." "My God and my all, I should like to love you and give you my heart and give you my soul, and so I will yearn for you in the depths of your passion. Show me the way to love. Show me the way to give my life for you. Show me the way to love. Then we will surely rise to fly like an eagle through the wind, to find in your dying, Lord, we both shall live again. Beautiful song. Going back to Our Lady's message. So here she's telling me, basically, you know, don't be so occupied with yourself in anything. Abandon all of it to Him. Let Him accomplish your soul sanctity. Don't be constantly weighing yourself. Well, in any case, this was my lesson for you tonight, the Blessed Mother continued. For tonight, it is to abandon judgment of yourself. 9 times out of 10, it is the demon's assessment of you and has nothing to do with reality. Rather, it is only a device to cause you to withdraw into yourself, from which position you cannot create. You become entrapped in a jail of guilt. That is no place for His bride. She never should have made herself judge and jury. I would much rather see her focus on the flock and what you can do to lift them up into the Savior's arms. Don't you see, Claire? When you are locked up tight in that jail, you cannot be thinking of others, only how to get out or find some kind of consolation. At that point, Satan obliges you, and you end up wasting your night. It works every time, Claire. Please, don't let it work anymore. Wow, what a beautiful message. She's right. I do struggle constantly with what I haven't done, what I should have done, what I should have said, how I could have done it better, more quickly. It's a constant self-scrutiny, and it is deadly. So please, my dear ones, learn a lesson from my foolishness. Learn not to condemn yourself, and the Lord will let you know. You'll feel it when you step out of turn. But in the meantime, put your mind on the Lord and His flock. And don't allow the enemy to put you in jail, to judge you. Don't allow the enemy to call you to court and condemn you anymore. The Lord bless you, my precious friends.